Close to a third of the coast population has already voted ahead of tomorrow's local government election. Polling booths on Saturday are open from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. Then we should start seeing unofficial results from 7 p.m. Electoral Commission of Queensland's Wade Lewis says you need to vote within your area too. And if you're away this weekend, you've got until the end of today to have your say.
And if you're not going to be around, just make sure you call and talk to us about that as well so that we can make sure that when we do go into our sort of compliance activity after the election, looking at people who have failed to vote because voting is compulsory, that we understand your particular situation.
There are four contenders running for mayor in the Noosa Council and six mayoral contenders on the Sunshine Coast. A 44-year-old man will face court next week after he allegedly entered the grounds of a local school and interacted with a number of students. It'll be alleged the man got into a verbal altercation with a student outside Budrum Primary School on Thursday before following the child into the school grounds. It'll be further alleged the man then picked up five individual students and then put them back down before he was removed by teachers and other parents. The accused is charged with trespass and willful disturbance. Our top travel businesses are taking a trip to the top end tonight for the Australian Tourism Awards. Sunshine Coast operators Creative Tours and Narrows Escape Rainforest Retreat are among those shortlisted for national recognition from the southeast. Queensland Tourism Industry Council's Brett Fraser says the awards help to make the coast a bucket list destination in the eyes of travellers.
It's much more than just an awards night. It's a year-long program where businesses go through a fairly rigorous process, and it's more about business development. It's more about businesses who are developing their capabilities.
And several thousand leather-clad motorcyclists will be revving up across the region on Sunday, taking part in about 50 concurrent motorbike rides to raise awareness about suicide and depression. The charity ride is being held as part of the Black Dog Ride. The Sunshine Coast Ride will leave from Biwa Sports Ground.